We are Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We're getting an inside look at the life of some of the Israelis taken hostage by Hamas at a kibbutz in southern Israel. 85-year-old Yocheved Lifshitz, who was released along with another elderly woman, has just spoken about her ordeal. Correspondent Charlie Daggett has details from Ashkelon.
She described how she was kidnapped on a motorcycle. She said she was taken inside a miles-long spiderweb-like tunnel system in Gaza. They treated us gently and they met all our needs, she said. They seemed ready for this. They prepared it for a long time. She said her husband was separated from her. He is still believed to be held by Hamas.
Israel Defense Forces says it struck what it calls more than 400 terrorist targets in Gaza over the last day. More aid trucks are making their way into Gaza, but humanitarian groups say it's not nearly enough. CBS's Cammy McCormick.
Brian Lander of the World Food Program says the supplies are only trickling in.
We know that people are in desperate need of water, desperate need of food, desperate need of all those things that are primary for your survival.
And he says the situation will only get worse.
We know that people are running out of food very quickly. We are trying to get food into Gaza.
Hospitals are also running critically low on supplies.
House Republicans will vote today in their quest to choose a new speaker among the remaining 8 candidates. Correspondent Scott McFarland's on Capitol Hill.
In the run-up to today's secret ballot, many of the candidates were courting Donald Trump's support, including Minnesota Congressman Tom Emmer, the GOP whip. He made a call to the former president and made a post online that he looked forward to working with former President Trump.
An off-duty Alaska Airlines pilot is scheduled to make a court appearance today after allegedly trying to shut off the engines mid-flight on a trip from Everett, Washington to San Francisco. Paul Stephen, among the passengers.
We were told there was an event happening. We weren't told what type. So what goes through your head is a plane issue, a pilot issue, a passenger having an issue. You don't know, and I think at least the sense in my area on the flight was it was panic.
After impassioned debate about when to allow travelers back, burned out sections of West Maui now set to reopen to tourism a week from tomorrow. Some locals say it's still too soon. It's do or die time for the Phillies.
That's a base hit back up the middle.
The Diamondbacks even the National League Championship Series at 3 games apiece with a 5-1 win in Philadelphia on TBS. The winner of tonight's deciding Game 7 will go on to play the Rangers in the World Series after Texas beat the Astros in Game 7 of the ALCS. This is CBS News.
You need to hire? Indeed is with you every step of the way, helping you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Dive into true crime on Pluto TV. Unravel the mysteries on Forensic Files and Dateline 24/7. Plus, watch thousands of other crime movies and TV shows, all for free. Download Pluto TV on all your favorite devices and start streaming now.
Exergen thermometers are a top choice of medical professionals at highly ranked hospitals across the U.S. Accuracy matters, so make Exergen the chosen thermometer for your home and family. Available at Walgreens and other participating retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen thermometers are a top choice of medical professionals at highly ranked hospitals across the U.S. With kids back at school, keeping them healthy is important. Make Exergen thermometer the chosen thermometer for your home or business to check for fever, where accuracy matters. When measuring temperature at home and at work, use an Exergen thermometer to keep your family and colleagues safe. Available at Walmart and other participating retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Sturgeon spearing licenses are available now from the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. If you're interested in harvesting a lake sturgeon from Lake Winnebago during the 2024 sturgeon spearing season, you'll need to purchase your license before October 31st. Both residents and non-residents can purchase a license, but you must be at least 12 years old. Mid-State Technical College's Vice President, Dr. Bobby Damrow, appointed to serve on the AACC's Commission on Small and Rural Colleges. Dr. Damrow is the VP of Workforce Development and Community Relations. The American Association of Community Colleges, or AACC, represents more than 1,000 two-year institutions and nearly 12 million students. Dr. Damrell will serve a three-year term on the commission, offering advice and counsel to the AACC on trends and important issues facing small and rural colleges. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. I am joined by our head of news, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
We hope you're having a great start to it out there, everybody. We're going to have some fun. We're looking forward to being joined by our friend Paul Trombley from the Weather Eye Weather Center any moment now. We're looking forward to getting into that. We're going to talk about the amount of people cutting themselves or carving their pumpkins this week.
Ooh, yeah.
It's a tough one. Are you a paragraph texter? We are going to be getting into that a little bit later. We want to get into our fall foliage report. We've got that from our friends at Travel Wisconsin. Want to get in touch on that one for you as well. 9 o'clock hour. We've got a great set of guests joining us, Melissa. Coming into the studio, we are going to wrap up our series of interviews with our friends from the Miss Wisconsin Rapids and Teen Competition.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, this is coming up. It's right around the corner. The competition is going on Saturday, October 28th, right here in Wisconsin Rapids at the Performing Arts Center. They're going to have a preview night sort of for you on Friday, this Friday. So we'll be touching on that with the ladies. And we are not only going to have them in, we're going to have royalty in. We have current Miss Wisconsin Rapids teen Ruby Marty and Miss Wisconsin Rapids Maria Hartley planning to attend and join us. Looking forward to that. Joining us right now on the phone lines, our good friend, Mr. Paul Trombley. Paul, we missed you yesterday. How you doing?
Doing well. How about you guys?
We're doing good. We're happy to have the phones back up and running. Paul, how was your weekend?
It was pretty good. Yeah, how about you guys there? Did it get through okay?
Survived it. Yep.
Yes, we made it. We made it to the other side. Yeah, they're very busy. Yeah.
Excellent.
What has Mother Nature got in store for us, Paul?
Yeah, you know, we've seen some pretty good showers and storms out there this morning already, and still a little band still holding up out there for us here the next hour or so. So still some of that scattered shower, thunder shower activity starting things off here yet this morning. And then looking at a little bit of a lull in the activity as we get further through the day, and then it looks to build back in across the area as we head a little bit more into midweek. So still kind of on and off with some of these showers and storms with highs to about 69. Otherwise today, south winds 10 to 15. Shower and storm chances head back into the area for tonight as we head back to about 58. And then Wednesday's outlook, shower chances early especially, and then just some clouds in mid-60s tomorrow. Another band of showers, some storms moves in Wednesday night, low at 58. And then mid-60s Thursday with some showers likely. And then 50 on Thursday night, more rain showers Friday at 57 for the high. Cooling down as we get more into the weekend, 33 Friday night. Weekend weather outlook right now, still cloudy and fairly chilly here this weekend. Even chances for a few rain showers coming back here on Saturday. As we could even see a little snow shower chances as we get to Saturday night, into Sunday, some rain or snow shower chances at that point. Highs from the mid-40s Saturday, low 40s Sunday, upper 30s Monday with a few more rain shower chances, maybe some snow showers even early half of next week. So certainly the big downturn in those temps coming up this weekend and next week looking ahead at that point. But still mild in the short term and still rainy and stormy a little bit on and off here through midweek.
Paul, we respect and appreciate you so much, but as soon as you said snow, I cut off your mic and went right to music. None of this is on the air right now. No, I'm joking. We appreciate you. Whether it is snow or what, I know this morning when I was on West Grand here in town, and I could barely see in front of me how hard the rain was coming down. So it's something that, you know, this kind of weather, it's that time of year. Everybody keep that in mind.
Yeah, it definitely is. And yeah, quite an uncharacteristically rainy period here this week. I mean, we're going to get some pretty heavy totals by the time we get to the end of the week.
I was going to ask about that. So that is uncharacteristic. Yeah. Okay. Huh, interesting.
Yeah. Got to make up for all the dry spells this summer.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. Mother Nature's definitely appreciated. And we appreciate you, Paul. Thanks for the time. We'll hang out again tomorrow.
All right, sounds good.
Have a good one.
Thanks, Paul.
Best in the business right there, our friend Paul Trombley from the WeatherWire Weather Center. See, it feels better after we start the day with Paul, right? It feels
it
better.
Does. It
feels
seems better. Right.
Yeah. I actually, my first thought when I was traveling down West Grand this morning, Melissa, I was like, God, as much as I love seeing you and having you in studio, I hope you didn't have to travel this morning. Really glad you didn't. Just one of those mornings. It looks like it's calmed down a bit now, but man, it was. It actually even looks like there's some blue skies trying to peel through those murky clouds out there.
It's a little gray still here, but
yeah, I got some breaks in the clouds in front of me here, and man, it is nice. It's looking like it might not be a bad day looking. We'll see.
Nice day Paul, to get out and see those colors.
Yeah. So we got tons of stuff to get to. Let's dive right into it, Melissa, with our first topic. Our favorite Halloween decorations. What are they? Do you get your Halloween decorations up early so you can enjoy them all month, or do you wait until like right about now and you've got your you're doing it right now?
Or do you not do it at all, like me?
Yeah, there you go. A new poll found the first week of October is the most popular time to put your Halloween stuff out. 37% of people who decorate said that that's when they do it, and another 15% said before October 1st. So over half of us get them up early.
Well, I suppose, you know, it's probably weather related too. You want to get it up while it's still nice out, so you don't have to put it up and take it down in cold, crummy weather.
The second most popular time is right now. 19%, or around 1 in 5, said that they usually wait until the last week of October. The study used Google data to find the most popular decorations. The top 10 in 2023 are pumpkins or jack-o'-lanterns, corn stalks, skeletons, black cats, witches, tombstones, spiderwebs, crows, bats, and ghosts.
Yep.
79%
sound like the most common ones I see.
Yeah. 79% of people in the poll said that they'll be decorating in one way or another this year. 55% plan to carve a pumpkin or already have. More on carving pumpkins a little bit later.
Yes.
Melissa, you mentioned that you're not a decorator, that you don't tend to typically decorate.
I am not a seasonal decorator, no.
Okay. Do you think you ever could be? Like, is that something
I have.
You think could see?
I have done it in the past, but I think it was kind of more of a, I'm expected to do this. This is what I have to do. It's a season. It's a holiday. I should put up stuff. And now I'm getting older, and I don't want to do it.
Yeah. Oh, no, more power to you. That's all that matters.
I enjoy seeing other people's, decorations and stuff and doing that. I will cook seasonally. You know, I'll cook for the things that are in season, but I don't decorate seasonally.
I've mentioned before, my mother has done this our whole lives. She's got in her basement a handful of cardboard boxes, and each one of them are labeled, you know, Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, that kind of thing. Hanukkah, there's another box. There's a box for that as well. And growing up with that, I feel a little bit of that too, where like in my, you know, my own place or
it's
whatever.
It's almost like a pressure.
Yeah, yeah. And especially, she was talking the other day about, well, when I'm gone, which is no conversation any child wants to have with their parent, but sometimes you have to, I understand. But not when they're just like out of the blue, you're just sitting there having coffee and you're like just out of nowhere. Hey, by the way, when I'm gone, like, all right, fine, let's talk about that, Bob.
Uplifting conversation to have this morning.
Right? Well, and it's not just that so yesterday my mom had her second surgery. She had a surgery on her foot, and she's home. She's doing okay. She's doing great.
Good.
She has rebounded so much in the last month or so from her hip surgery, and that she was able to have this other surgery on her foot, and so she's doing all right. But we're talking before this surgery about these things, that she just throws this at me.
That doesn't surprise me, though, James, because when you're going into something like that, I think people have a tendency to get a little, you know, like, hey, I should cover my bases here.
Yeah, it's understandable. It's understandable.
You know?
So it got us talking about that and got me thinking about if I could ever do that. And I was curious, you know, how you and Seth are about these things. I find it interesting that you used to do it. You don't do it anymore. And I give you so much credit for just like kind of, I don't want to say taking a stand, but for lack of a better way to put it, like, you know, taking a stand for yourself and in some ways to yourself. Like, hey, why am I doing this? I don't need to do this.
Well, and you know what? I got a lot of stuff because my mother has passed, as some of our listeners will know, and I inherited a lot of her stuff. So I need less stuff in my life.
Yeah.
So I'm adding seasonal decorations is really not at the top of my list.
My son is a minimalist, and it's something that I didn't know much about until he started doing this some years back, and I went ahead and did a deep dive into the subject, and I think that I've got a bit of that in me and myself. I wouldn't say that I'm a traditional one or anything like that, but it's definitely something that I relate to because I haven't had a lot in life. What I do have, I value, but I don't need a lot, and I don't find that I want a lot of things. So I kind of get that to a degree.
Yeah.
What are your favorite Halloween decorations, everybody? 715-424-2600. You know the drill. Call up and join the conversation. If you're listening to us on the Civic Media app, which we hope you are, it's just one touch and you can get right to us.
Yes, but we also value very much our radio listeners because you guys have been around for a long, long time.
Next month, WFHR is going to be celebrating their 83rd birthday. Our 83rd birthday next month.
That's crazy.
And we don't make it to 40 years without our audio listeners out there, without our radio listeners, our traditional radio listeners out there, which we
having
know.
Having us on in your car, or your garage, or your barn.
Yeah, yeah. There's no way this station's where it is without that. And we appreciate you so dang much for it, everybody. The best listeners in radio.
Is this a dumb question? Do tractors have radios? I think the newer ones do.
I think the newer ones do, yeah.
But I know my grandpa's didn't, you know, the ones that didn't have cabs.
Hey, 715-424-2600. Call up and let us know. Do tractors have
does
radios?
Does your tractor have a radio?
Yes.
Call I want to know.
Let us know. Let us know. And you'll get a shirt. We'll give you a shirt for it.
Absolutely.
We're going to have you do some reporting. We're going to pay you for it. We're going to give you a shirt. You know, there you go. Call up and join the conversation anytime. Speaking of, we've got Misty's Menu right around the corner. You can call up your birthdays and anniversaries coming up. Right here with Melissa and James on the morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
To everyone who craves a rich and creamy hometown treat, let our team member Nevea tell you how we do it at Culver's.
Every scoop of Culver's fresh frozen custard is made in small batches throughout the day. Because where we come from, the little things make a big difference. Like bringing back a seasonal favorite, our salted caramel pumpkin concrete mixer and pumpkin spice shake are back for a limited time. Handcrafted with farm fresh dairy and real pureed pumpkin just for you.
From Wisconsin with love. Welcome to Delicious.
Culver's, 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. Youth sports are community sports. When you run into an old friend while you're cheering on your local team, or making your way back to your seat and asking what you missed, Youth Athletics brings the community together. Help us support local high school and amateur sports by joining our team of amazing sponsors. Call Ashley today at 715-496-0710. That's 715-496-0710. And join us as we continue to keep our community connected.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Scattered thunderstorms likely today, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Highs level off around 69, southerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Isolated thunderstorms again tonight, lows dip down to about 58, cloudy skies. Isolated thunderstorms likely tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 64, cloudy skies expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 58.
Tomorrow will come, and girl, I can't wait. It's our anniversary.
It's time to do some celebrating. Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. What we're about to do is do some celebrating. What we encourage you to do is treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open right now till 2. Open 6 to 2, 7 days a week. And 9041 State Highway 13 South of Wisconsin Rapids. Wish them a great day from all of us here at WFHR.
Oh, yeah.
Keep in mind, everybody, that due to Brian having arm and back surgery this month, they're going to be closed on Wednesdays until further notice.
Mm-hmm.
So
open 6 days a week, just not Wednesdays.
Just not Wednesdays. So get there today and get back there Thursday and enjoy. And we wish a good morning to our friends at Misty's. Get us those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. We want to celebrate with you. Info at WFHR.com, james.mailuff at civicmedia.us. You can, of course, direct message us on our Facebook pages as well. And call up. Join the conversation.
715-424-2600.
Call up and join us anytime up until, right, I'd say Melissa's news. But honestly, I'm not going to, like, you call up with a birthday or anniversary at 9:30. I'm not going to, no, we're not taking that. No, we'll take it.
Absolutely.
We'll always take your calls. We're not going to ghost you. We're not going to screen your calls. Oh, gee. I do have caller ID. I could kind of. I never really? I've never really noticed that before. But yeah, I guess I kind of do. Huh. I don't have time to look at who's calling. I see the phones lighting up and I just click.
Well, you're you know, circling a lot of plates over there. You're running host and producer and doing it all.
I might have to keep an eye on that, though. I'm about to see if I can know who's calling.
Oh, so you don't have to answer my phone calls? I see.
No, never do that. Moving on. We got to do the birthdays and anniversaries, Melissa.
Right, sure. Uh-huh. Yep, go ahead.
I'd never do that to you. Honestly, I would almost be tempted, like, even if I knew there was a tense call to have with us, I'd want to take it just to kind of like get through it, because I want to get to the other side of it. I need a 1 through 3 from you.
All right, I'm going to go 2.
All right, 2 gives us our qualifier, so we can get right into celebrating. First up, wishing a happy birthday to Ryan Nelson.
Happy birthday, Ryan.
Enjoy your day, Ryan. And we wish a happy birthday to Sarah Williams.
Happy birthday, Sarah.
We hope it's a fantastic day for you, Sarah. Enjoy. And our qualifiers. Yeah.
Oh. I was just going to say 2 names of people that were my classmates in grade school.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's funny.
That is funny. That's interesting. And our qualifiers today celebrating their 64th anniversary. Wow. Woo. 64. Tom and Joan Oligny.
Tom and Joan. Congratulations. 64.
Wishing you the greatest of days, you two. We hope it's a fantastic one. And I know it's Tuesday, but come on. I mean, you know, it's a rainy Tuesday.
And it's 64 years. Yeah. Man. Celebrate all week.
You know, I wonder if people should get to celebrate as many days as the year they are celebrating.
Or hours?
Yeah. Or hours. Know? Yeah. You know, I like that.
64 years. Celebrate for 64 hours.
64-hour marathon of just your anniversary. I love it. I like it. Although I will say, and I'm guaranteeing you that Tom and Joan are very happily in love and all that. But after 64 years, I mean, I don't know if you want to celebrate for 64 hours. I don't know. Might kind of be like, you know what? We're good. I love you. You love me. We're all right. Let's keep moving.
Let's have dinner.
Yeah, let's have dinner. Let's not cook tonight. Like, you know what? Let's not cook. Let's go to Misty's. Let's go to Misty's and let them cook
That's
for
perfect.
Us.
Perfect. Just go for lunch because they close at 2.
Yeah, it's a good idea. Tom and Joan, wishing you a happy 64th, you two. And thanks so much for celebrating that with us and sharing it with us. We appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
We take a look at our celebrity birthdays. And Drake is 37.
37. I would have assumed he was older than that for some reason.
Me too. I thought he was closer to 40. I mean, not that he's not that far from it, but I thought he was at least going to be like 40 his next birthday or whatever, because he's been around for a while. He's been. Mm-hmm. He was.
It has nothing to do with his looks.
No. If anything,
he's a man. But
going by his looks, I don't think he's aged much at all.
No.
But. He's a famous Canadian rapper, Canadian actor as well. I don't know. I never watched the show, but Degrassi or Degrassi High or something like that, I believe he was on. And kind of got his name from that and then turned himself into one of the biggest hip-hop artists in the world. He's huge. Drake's everywhere. Just came out with a new album, even.
Oh, good for him.
Fantastic character actor B.D. Wong is 63 today. He was in Baldwin in the American Horror Story, Hugo Strange in Gotham. He was on HBO's Oz. He was on Law & Order's SVU. He's in the Jurassic Park movies.
Where I recognize him from.
Yeah, just a fan.
Jurassic Park.
He is such a versatile and fantastic actor. And I've seen only a couple of interviews with him, but seems like one of those guys that you'd love to work with as an actor.
Yeah.
One of my favorite actors of all time, Kevin Kline, is 76 today.
Kevin Kline.
You might remember him from Wild Wild West or French Kiss. He's one of the bigger roles he had, Dave. Oh. But of course, most of us know him from A Fish Called Wanda.
Yeah, Dave, Wild Wild West. I liked his character in Wild Wild West.
He's a good character. That movie, unfortunately, really put a stop to Salma Hayek, Will Smith, and Kevin Kline's career. Like, Will Smith was Mr. 4th of July right up until then. Every July, Independence Day, didn't matter. Will Smith had a summer movie coming out, and it was going to be a blockbuster. That one came out, and everything on paper looked good. Great cast, not a bad script. one thing threw that movie completely off and audiences just couldn't handle it. They've got a big mechanical spider that shows up in the movie, a gigantic one. And for some reason, audiences could not wrap their minds around this in the Wild West. And it just ruined the movie for people and plummeted the careers of those three actors, where they've all rebounded. Will Smith rebounded and then fell back. But, you know, it was interesting to see. I mean, for five decades, Kevin Kline has been acting, doing strong work, Academy Award work, Tony Award winning work. Not to be taken lightly, he is Mr. Fish Order on Bob's Burgers and does an amazing job of it.
That's weird, because I liked that movie. I mean, it combined steampunk and Western, and I thought it was good.
Couldn't agree with you. I think that it was actually, in a weird way, not much, but a little ahead of its time, because you mentioned steampunk, and how big would it have been if when it came out like a couple years later, when that became more of a thing?
Because this came out in 99.
Yeah. F. Murray Abraham is 84 today. Again, amazing actor. Fantastic actor. If you've seen his work, you know how great F. Murray Abraham is. Santo Farini is 86 today, of Santo and Johnny, of Sleepwalk fame. One of those songs that I think that there are some certain songs that just hit you or just make you feel or think. Sleepwalk is one of those ones for me. It always has been. I'm just going to play a little of this, or try to.
There's one simple hearing.
I knew
hearing.
That was going to happen. I knew. As soon as I went to go play it, I'm like, there's going to be a commercial. I'm positive there's going to be a commercial. it just never fails. It's hard to complain, though, when we're talking about free TV, like a YouTube and things like that. Yep. Can't really complain.
Nope.
There's just something about that sound. It's haunting and beautiful at the same time. Something about a seraphim doing it too. You know, I've heard it on guitar. Richie Valens did a really nice version of it, and some other artists throughout the years. But something on a seraphim just makes it that much more beautiful and haunting at the same time. And wrapping up with Bill Wyman is 87 today, former Rolling Stones bassist, retired now, earned it. earned it. Yeah. One more time, want to wish happy birthdays to Ryan Nelson and Sarah Williams.
Yeah, happy birthday, Ryan and Sarah.
And a happy 64th anniversary to our qualifiers, Tom and Joanne O'Ligny.
Tom and Joanne, congratulations, you two.
We wishing you a great ones, and be listening. We're almost at the end of October here, and come November, we're going to be pulling our winner for the month of October.
Yeah.
And our winners are going to win two lunches and two pieces of pies from our friends over at Misty's Menu. That's why it's so vitally important for you to get us these birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. Mm-hmm. Want to get you some free Misty's.
Get on our list to qualify.
Keep in mind, Misty's will be closed on Wednesdays throughout the month here until further notice. So you want to get over there today and then get back there Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Encourage you to do that. Otherwise, stick around. We got Melissa's news coming up right here on the morning show at WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Lead is toxic, and many children in Wisconsin experience lead exposure that can impair brain development. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services reports that over the past two decades, more than 230,000 children in the state under the age of 6 have been poisoned by lead. The DHS encourages testing children for lead exposure and checking homes for lead hazards. Lead-based paint in homes built before 1978 are a common source, as well as contaminated soil and drinking water from lead-lined service pipes. Students in Stevens Point are holding a contest to name the city's snow plows. There's 14 plows that remove snow in the city. Each classroom will submit a name, and each school will vote on the two best. The classrooms that submitted a winning name for a plow will receive an ice cream party. The project is supported by help from Bushman Signs and Festival Foods. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
We're not comfortable
until you are
at Tri-City Services.
Guess what? You asked for it and you got it. The oldest furnace contest is back. Tri-City Services is giving away a free furnace to the winner of the oldest furnace contest. Whoever has the oldest working furnace in the Wisconsin Rapids area will win a free furnace. Yes, a free furnace. What are the rules, you ask? Well, entrants must own and reside in their home in the Wisconsin Rapids area. The furnace must be functional and the main heat source for your house. Pretty easy. So take a picture of that old dinosaur furnace and enter online at calltricity.com. Contest ends November 30th, so hurry. Enter your dinosaur furnace in the oldest furnace contest at Tri-City Services. Restrictions apply. Enter online at calltricity.com before November 30th.
You're not comfortable until you are at Tri-City Services.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Hi, I'm Kirsten from Pentatonix. We've all learned how to cope with more time alone. With more time spent isolated or at home, the need for companionship has grown. If you've considered adding a pet to your family, please check with your local shelters and foster organizations. Stray pet numbers have grown immensely over the past several years, and the trauma caused to these animals is devastating. Adopt pets, they need us more than we know. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Disabled or an elderly Medicare beneficiary with questions about Part D prescription benefits? The Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline is here for you. Ask about saving money on your Part D premium, deductible, and co-pays. Call the Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline anytime. 1-800-926-4862. 1-800-926-4862. Medicare's annual open enrollment runs October 15th through December 7th.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
And a defense that just...
Down he goes.
Won't...
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Saturday. It's a massive matchup in Madison against Ohio State. Our coverage begins at 4:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
It's about effort. It's about intensity.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield on Wisconsin.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Scattered thunderstorms likely today, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Highs level off around 69, southerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Isolated thunderstorms again tonight, lows dip down to about 58, cloudy skies. Isolated thunderstorms likely tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 64, cloudy skies expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 58.
Witch's boot and the sound of the wind in the trees. Hear the tip-tap of that black cat dancing in a darkened street.
All across the night, hear the happy cry of trick-or-treat.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show.